Andrew just completed that dressage phase. Talk me through the test.
No, he was very good. It's quite a while since he's been into these big arenas, with not being Friday afternoon when the stands are jam-packed, and he's very level in his head and he knows what he's in there for. And yeah, I think he was missing a little bit of the atmosphere in there, but he was felt very, very smooth, and just that perhaps I could have had a bit more power on a few of his fancy bits, but I think that's a little bit the grounds, just that, you know, he sinks in a little bit, and he is a big horse and he would just hold himself a little bit off them. So I didn't want to upset him. I just thought, just stay doing it smooth and show them what I can do. Let them wonder what I can't do.
When we talked yesterday, we were talking about the British weather. Great to see us basking in the glorious sunshine. But what about the ground out there? You alluded to it just a moment ago, but pretty soft.
I think it'll be very soft to ride. Just in the warm-up area here, which hasn't been used until today, I've never ridden in it where it's felt as soft as it is. So I think even if we have a heat wave by Saturday, I think the course will ride tiring all the way around. It's good, safe ground. Horses don't do injuries, they just get tired. Yeah, and I think riders just have to be aware of things going around the course.
Initial thoughts then on this cross-country course. You have time to walk it yesterday afternoon. What are your thoughts on perhaps the changes, what Eric's done for 2018?
Yeah, it looks a bit clearer than last year on what you've got to do, you know, jump, turn, jump. Last year is a little bit more jump. Oops, there we go, over that. But I thought there's a few more big jumping efforts. You know, Eric, you know, it wasn't so long ago he was riding. He knows what type of fences horses put a lot of effort into. And for me, there's a few of them in a row which make horses get tired quite quick when they put a lot of effort in. You want the ones that just do enough. So, you know, you've got to be prepared to change what your plans are. But for sure, I'll be leaving the start box with the idea of trying to go inside the time. And you know, if you can't do that on a horse like Nareo, you really are struggling. But if I get halfway and feel like I need to shut a bit of speed off or do something, you do it. You just got to feel what you've got.